Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day lightly as I come before you, humble myself with a heart of repentance, bow that to be God, ask for forgiveness, I've done anything knowingly, unknowing. I cancel every curse, hex, vex, or spell, every spiritual wickedness in high place, demonic activity, prince of prayers, and principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, and we cast it into the bottomless pit in the name of Jesus. We cancel every spirit of backlash, retaliation, vindication. I cancel every assignment, every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that astral plane and astral project, spellcasters, charmers, enchanters, black magic workers, and occult, satanic occult leaders. I cancel their assignment on this day in the name of Jesus. I render them powerless. I confuse the language. I shut down first and second heaven in the name of Jesus. I close every portal, every door, every entry point, every point of access in the name of Jesus. Every access point, windows and cracks and crevices, tunnels, means of transportation, destinations, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, and we seal them up with the blood of Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for your dunamis power in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the sick and the shut-in. I pray for those that are in mourning. I pray for all the world leaders and the globally, in the name of Jesus, healthcare workers globally, in the name of Jesus, our armed forces globally, police officers globally, youth and young adults globally, parents globally. I pray for this earth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The land in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land globally, lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abominous to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for those that need healing on today, miracles of healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for those that need deliverance and salvation on today, freedom on today, in the name of Jesus, because God, you said in your word, whom the Son set free, he is truly free indeed, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for signs, miracles, and wonders, supernatural and ridiculous things, blessings overflow. I thank you, God, for you are our shepherd, and we shall not wander. I declare and I decree Psalms 91 and 1 on this afternoon, in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree Psalms 118:17 on this afternoon, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare and I decree Psalms 23 on this morning and this afternoon, in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree Psalms 24 on this morning and this afternoon, in the name of Jesus. And I seal this prayer with the person, Brother Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Glory to God, to those around the world and around the country. I am Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry. Glory to God, I thank you for tuning in during your respective time zones. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We give God praise. We give God glory. We give God honor. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, God. We glorify you and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the I am that I am. In the name of Jesus, he's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah. He is El Shaddai. Hallelujah. And we praise him and we worship him. in the name of Jesus, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody, and give him praise. Come on, somebody, and give him glory and give him honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Transforming the nation with the word of God. Hallelujah. Taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the four corners of this world. Glory to God. Welcome to Daily Devotions. Glory to God. And our daily devotion on today comes from First Samuel, the 8th chapter. First Samuel, the 8th chapter from the Amplified Bible. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles, you can read along with me. If you do not, glory to God, you can jot down the scripture. First Samuel, the 8th chapter, glory to God. Verses 1, glory to God, through, glory to God, 22, glory to God. And I will be reading from the Amplified Bible. You may have a different Bible than I do, but that's okay. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And what First Samuel, the 8th chapter, talks about is when the people, the Israel, children of Israel, demands a king. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. God dropped this in my spirit a couple of days ago. And he specifically said, why did the people reject the king? Glory to God. And who is the king? God is the king. But he is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And the Lord of Lords, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to see why, glory to God, the children of Israel demanded a king. First Samuel, the 8th chapter, from the Amplified Bible. And it came about when Samuel was old, that he appointed his sons as judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joab, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judging in Beersheba. His sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after dishonest gain to bribes and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah, and said to him, look, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint us a king to judge us and to rule over us like all other nations. But their demand displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge and rule over us. So Samuel prayed to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. Glory to God. Like all the deeds which they have done since the day that I brought them up from Egypt, even to this day, and that they have abandoned, rejected me, and served other gods, so they are doing to you also. So now listen to that voice. Only solemnly warn them and tell them the ways of the king who will reign over them. Verse 10. And I'm reading 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter from the Amplified Bible. So Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, these will be the ways of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them from himself to his chariots and among his horsemen, and they will run before his chariots. He will appoint them for himself to be commanders over thousands of, and over fifties. And some to do his plowing and to reap his harvest and to make his implements of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers, cooks, and bakers. He will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive groves and give them to his servants. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vineyards and give it to his officers and to his servants. He will take your male servants and your female servants and your best young men and your donkeys and use them for his work. He will take a tenth of your flock, and yourself shall be his servants. Then you will cry out on that day because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourself. But the Lord will not answer you on that day because you have rejected him as king. Nevertheless, the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel, and they said, no, but there shall be a king over us, so that we too may be like all nations around us, that our king may judge and govern us and go out before us and fight our battles. Samuel had heard all the words of the people and repeated them to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, listen to their request and appoint a king for them. So Samuel said to the men of Israel, go, each man to his own city. Glory to God. So why did the people reject the king, rejected the king? And who is the king? God. So why did the people reject the God? Why did children of Israel reject the God as king? Because they wanted to be like other nations. They wanted to be like other nations. They saw what other nations were like. They saw how the kings ruled the other nations and judged the other nations. They wanted to be like those on the outside. God specifically chose the children of Israel because he made a covenant promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory to God. The children of Israel, or Israel per se, the 12 tribes of Israel, they were set aside people. They were set apart from people. These were people that God loved so much and so dearly. Not to say that he didn't love everybody else, but this was a nation, glory to God, that God loved. And he had plans for the nation of Israel, glory to God. He did not want them to entangle with the other nations, because the outside, those that were on the outside, they were worshiping false gods. They wasn't following the commandments that God gave to the children of Israel. They were doing all kinds of things. They were doing perverted things, perverted justice. I'm talking about some stuff, y'all. You know how the Bible says just as the days of Noah? So just think back before God floods the earth and what they were doing in the days of Noah. Gambling, perversion, lust, bestiality. Yes, bestiality, where they were sleeping with animals and having sex with animals. Incest, all types of kind of stuff, killing, murder. I'm talking about murder where you just walk up to somebody and say, bop, that type of kind of stuff. All that stuff. So that's what the outside nations were doing. Filthy lookers, drunkards. That's what the outside nations were doing. Taking the pigs to the slaughter. That's what the outside nations were doing. And God did not want the children of Israel to be like other nations. And but because they wanted to be like other nations, they went to Samuel. Samuel, you old. What? You old. Give us a king. Glory to God. Your sons ain't doing following your footsteps. You old, you crippled. I'm not saying he was crippled, but he was old. So we demand you to give us the king. And that's what they demand. And Samuel was like, it says in verse 6, but their demand displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge and rule over us. Give us a king, because we want that king to rule over us and judge us. So what did God tell Samuel in verse 7? He said, the Lord said to Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. See, they didn't. So I can imagine Samuel felt some type of kind of way when they came to him and said, Samuel, you old. You've been grown old, Samuel. and your sons do not walk in your ways. That's what he said in the latter part of verse 4. Because all the elders of Israel came to Samuel. So this is what the Lord said. They didn't reject you, Samuel. They rejected me from being king over them. They forgot that God was their king. Samuel and his sons was just appointed to watch over them, to judge over them. They were just judges. But God was their king. God fought on their behalf. He protected them. He kept them. He provided for them. He took care of them. He watched out for them. Anytime a war rose up, glory to God, and if the children of Israel was obedient, God gave their enemies over to them. Glory to God. But this is what God said in verse 8. Like all the deeds which they have done since the day that I brought them up from Egypt, even to this day, in that they have abandoned, rejected me, and served other gods. So they're doing this to you also. So for all the deeds that the children of Israel did from the day that God brought them up out of Egypt, what did they do? They was trying to be like other nations still. They abandoned God so many times. They rejected God. They went and tried to serve other gods. You remember when Moses was up in the mountain, him, Aaron, and they made a golden calf because they got tired of waiting for Moses. They thought Moses was, he went up there and died. So they made a golden calf and started worshiping the golden calf. They were disobedient people. And because they, the things that they did, some of that deeds that they did when they abandoned God and they went to serve other gods and they went contrary to the commandments that God gave them, and every time they got into a war, what happened? God gave the children of Israel over to their enemies. So a lot of them got killed and slaughtered, glory to God. So they were doing the same thing. So God told Samuel, listen to that voice. He said in verse 9, listen to that voice. Only solemnly warn them. Tell them the ways of the king who will rule over them or reign over them. So God specifically gave Samuel everything what to tell the children of Israel of how this king they wanted so bad was going to do and treat them and how he was going to rule over them. What did it say? If you read from verse 11, glory to God, down to verse 17, what it said? I'm going to read it. He said, these will be the ways of the king who will reign over you. He will take, remember, take, T-A-K-E, he will take, H-E-W-I-L-L-T-A-K-E, he, H-E space, W-I-L-L space, T-A-K-E, he will take your sons and appoint them for himself to his chariots and among his horsemen, and they will run before his chariots. He will appoint them for himself, F-O-R space H-I-M-S-E-L-F, for himself to be commanders of 1,000 or over 50s, and some to do his plow, and to reap his harvest, and to make his implements of war and equipment for his chariots. Here we go again. He will take your daughters to be perfumers, cooks, and bakers. Here we go again. He will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, your olive groves, and give them to his servants. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vineyards and give it to his officers and to his servants. He will take your male servants and your female servants and your best young men and your donkeys and use them for his work. He will take a tenth of your flocks and yourself shall be his servants. So God told Samuel, tell them This is how their king will reign over them. Basically, he was taking everything for himself. This is how your king going to come in that you want so bad to rule over you because you're trying to be like other nations, but I'm trying to be call you to be set apart, a peculiar people in a strange land. So you want a king? Okay, let me tell you how this king is going to reign over you. He's going to take for himself. See, the thing is, when God was king over them, God didn't come and take their fields and their vineyards and olive groves and give them away. God didn't take a tenth of their grain and their vineyards. And God didn't take their male servants and female servants. God didn't even take their flocks. God even didn't even take their young daughters to be perfumers, cooks, and beggars. Well, God ain't take none of that stuff. Why? Because everything already belonged to God. So why would God come as a king and begin to take everything that he gave to the that was already his and take it and give it and for himself? No, God owned everything. He only cared on 1,000 hills. So why would God take that stuff? God specifically told Samuel, since they wanted a king so bad, I'm just when they wanted a king so bad, tell them the ways of the king. See, these were the ways of the king that they did not know that was going to reign and rule over them, but they wanted to be like other nations. So because they wanted to be like other nations, you can assume, glory to God, because God said, he said, these will be the ways of the king who will reign over them. So basically, if you put two and two together, because they wanted to be like other nations, because other nations had a king, put two and two together, the other nations was just like the king, the ways of the king that God told Samuel that will rule and reign over them. I bet you they wasn't even thinking about that, because I'm just saying. But God did not want them to be like other nations. They were peculiar people in a strange land, just passing through. But they wanted the king so bad. They wanted the king so bad. They couldn't wait. We don't know. God probably was raising up a king, but God wanted to be their king. We don't know who God may have said, okay, I'm going to appoint my sons and my daughters a king, but these are the ways of the king that I want to rule over them. But instead, because they demanded a king, God said, okay, I'm going to give you a king, but this is how he's going to rule over you. And then what did God say? Let's backtrack. Because the people, nevertheless, what the people do? What the children of Israel do? As we drop down to verse 19. Nevertheless, the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel, and they said, no, but there shall be a king over us, so that we too may be like other nations around us, that our king may judge and govern us and go out before us and fight our battles. That's what they said. Focus on what they said. Oh, that we too may be like other nations, be like all the nations around us. Because they wanted to be like everybody else. As you go back up to verse 8, this is what said. Then you will cry out on that day because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourself. But the Lord will not answer you on that day because you have rejected him as king. So because God rejected them as king, and God specifically told Samuel to tell them, this is the ways of the king that will rule over you. This is how he's going to be. So that means when you, okay, I'm going to give you a king, and when he do all this stuff, plus more, then you're going to be back to crying out to God, God,
God, we don't want this king. He took all our servants. He took all our vineyards. He took our land. He took our olive groves. He took the temple, our grain. God, he took our vineyards. He took our sons. God, please help us. Please save us. But what did the word say in verse 18? Then you will cry out on that day because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourself. But the Lord will not answer you on that day because you have rejected him as king. How many of us want to be like everybody else? You want to be like other people, be like other nations, because you want a king. You demand somebody to rule and judge over you. But God say, I rule you. I judge over you. Glory to God. So why did the people reject the king? Why did the people reject the God as king? Because they wanted to be like other nations. I am Apostle Prophetess Sherita Berry. Thank you for tuning in to Daily Devotions on today. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that I'm so excited for your future. If you or someone you know has a prayer request, you can email SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. Why did the people reject the king? Who is the king? God is the king, because they wanted to be like other nations. Our scripture reading came from 1 Samuel 8, chapter verses 1 through 22. Be blessed of the Lord.
We pray you enjoyed today's broadcast. Don't forget, you can also find Sherita Berry Ministries on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. Connect with us on Facebook, Sherita Berry Ministries, or call 731-377-7770. Until our next broadcast, may God richly bless you and your family.